On a mild summer day at his home in Coal Valley, Illinois, beekeeper Phil Crandall tells me why he thinks bees and other pollinators are suffering.
We've got so many things going wrong. I mean, just less than half a mile away, I noticed they tore out the fence row, which means that there's probably another 5 feet of weeds and flowers and whatever that bees would rely on, and now that's corn.
In addition, the owner of Crandall Farms says honeybees in the upper Midwest are malnourished. In part, that's because corn plants don't need to be pollinated.
Soybeans do have a flower, and they can utilize that. But how would you like to gorge yourself for 2 weeks and then not be able to eat for the rest of the year? Because it's only going to bloom for a couple of weeks. So they get 2 weeks of a lot of nectar, and it's like eating the same thing. I mean, it's not like you went to a smorgasbord. You went and ate bread for 2 weeks and had all you wanted, but you didn't have something that would really make you healthy.
David Epstein is a USDA entomologist and backyard beekeeper.
Well, there have been a number of factors around that saw a decrease in the amount of forage land available. Some of that was connected to the high price of corn, so more corn was planted, less forage was planted. Poor nutrition is a factor. Exposure to pesticides are a concern, not just pesticides, but all environmental toxins.
Epstein says in the 1980s, wild or feral bees were decimated by mites, one called the Varroa destructor. Now beekeepers give their colonies medications to guard against infestations, and those drugs include pesticides. It's ironic because many blame a group of pesticides called neonicotinoids for the decline of honeybees. That includes Dave Irvin from Iowa City, the president of the East Central Iowa Beekeepers.
There was a number of years there that, yeah, they saw a bee, it was kill it. Get the pesticides out, kill it. We're doing enough education now around here lately that, yeah, a lot of people they don't necessarily want to keep bees themselves, but if they can find a beekeeper who will do it, they'll let a beekeeper have a hive on their property.
And Irvin tells people how they can help.
Reduce your use of pesticides and chemicals on, that's probably the biggest thing right now. Plant native flowering plants, and most anything that blooms, bees will work on. Yeah, just about anything that blooms. Educate your neighbors and community on how these pollinators work and what they do, and that they're in trouble.
There's a lot of confusion about the causes, so of course there's confusion about the solutions. Phil Crandall's take?
We haven't done anything to limit pesticides. The same pesticides that we use routinely have been banned in Europe, and their bees are recovering. So is that part of it? I'm not a chemist. I don't know. But I do know it's big bucks. So farming and farm subsidies and that are encouraging some of that.
Just the equation of it's being used, it's in the plant, therefore it's causing bee deaths is not accurate.
The Department of Agriculture entomologist says it's not just one factor, and anyone who recommends digging up a neonicotinoid-treated plant is giving gardeners very bad advice.
If you've got somebody who's getting poor nutrition through their diet, they're being exposed to environmental toxins, they're being exposed to pesticides, they're being exposed to viruses and external parasites, you end up with severe problems.
And that's not to mention diseases, inbreeding, bad weather, human error, and for the commercial pollination industry, the stress of traveling across the country every year to serve farmers and ranchers who need their services. Epstein says land-grant universities around the country are researching the causes of honeybee decline, also known as colony collapse disorder.
So we work with these groups, these collaborative efforts. We ask commodity groups and growers to put together management plans that will limit exposures to pollinators and other non-target organisms. So it's never as simple as any one point of advocacy wants to boil it down to. I understand the desire to point to one thing and say this is the cause. If we address this, it would go away. But it's simply not the answer. It's a part of it, and it's being addressed, and hopefully we're going to, you know, see the results from that.
Whatever the cause and eventual solutions, back in Coal Valley, Phil Crandall will keep on keeping bees.
Honestly, I like working with the bees. That's my favorite part. For one thing, you put on a bee suit and nobody bothers you. It doesn't matter if they see bees or not. If you've got a bee suit on, they're going to leave you alone.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.